There doesn't seem to be any shortage of polling data lately that shows many Americans have grown disenchanted with the war in Iraq. But here's something that's kind of a jaw-dropper. A recent CBS News poll found that 83% of African Americans thought the invasion was a mistake. 83%. And that sentiment is being felt in one place where African Americans have traditionally thrived, the U.S. military. Defense Department statistics show that the number of black enlistees has dropped by almost 60% since the year 2000. Hoping to turn the tide, a couple of years ago, the Army started running these ads, which feature a young African-American guy telling his skeptical mom why he wants to enlist.
Okay, now before you ask, Ma, I already checked them out, and I can get training in just about any field that I want. And besides, it's time for me to be the man.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, the numbers would indicate, though, that those ads haven't really worked. Joining us to talk about African-American recruitment in the military is Lieutenant Colonel Irving Smith, sociologist at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He served in the Gulf War and Afghanistan. Welcome, Colonel.
Good morning.
So there's been a drop in recruitment across the board, but the drop seems to be much steeper among African-American recruits. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think it's several things. Probably the most well-documented is the fact that the African-American community in some way doesn't feel that the war that's currently going on is really their war. I think maybe just as importantly, many of the influencers who influence whether or not people join the military are decidedly against the war and are suggesting to young African-Americans that they not join the military.
I mean, was there a different feeling during Vietnam? Did African-Americans then feel like that was their war?
Well, I think throughout history, African-Americans have always been inclined to serve. And it hasn't necessarily been because conditions in the military have always been perfect. But what we do know is that conditions in the military were, generally speaking, better for African Americans than they were in civil society. So if you go back to times as early as the Revolutionary War, African Americans have always fought because they thought that they might gain the rights and freedoms that come with service, or what we call the rights of full citizenship.
Lieutenant Colonel, you mentioned the influencers was the word you used in the African-American community being against the war. What influencers are you talking about?
Well, generally speaking, in the African-American community, there are several people that would influence people of the serving age to join the military. Those would include civic leaders. They would clearly include parents, teachers, guidance counselors, key political figures, and also popular culture figures such as rap artists and people in the media.
Lieutenant Colonel, you yourself are African American and you've been in the military. I'm just curious, when you are spending time with your friends who also happen to be African American people with kids that are maybe enlisting age, what do they say about this war? I mean, what are the actual conversations people have?
Well, I think most of the conversations center around what's going on in America. Mm-hmm. And I think that a large portion of the African American population is disenchanted with what's happening in the urban community. They also are very kind of plugged in to what's going on in the world and in America. TV, the internet, YouTube, all these things are ways for them to connect.
Do you get a sense? I read a quote in the Boston Globe about this, where there was a young man at a mall, I think in suburban Virginia, and he basically said, look at Katrina. He was African American. He said, look at Katrina. I mean, how am I going to go fight a war somewhere else when America doesn't even take care of their own, in his opinion? Is there some connection that gets drawn, you think, in the African American community? I don't necessarily think white people see problems in America and say, that's why I don't want to go to Iraq. But is that connection being drawn in your experience?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. You may remember a few months back when Kanye West
who can forget?
Got on TV and said that essentially made some remarks about the war, as well as the fact that he felt that the president didn't care about black people. And I think that the popular media contributes to this, as well as people looking at their conditions. You know, we know that unemployment rates are up for African Americans as well.
I think one of the things that we've learned during this recent war is that hearts and minds are pretty hard to win. And if the hearts and minds of a lot of African Americans have now changed with regard to military service, is that something the military can ever get back?
Well, I think that the military can get it back, and there's some things that we might be able to do that. But clearly, this is a problem. You know, if our military is not diverse, you know, we can't leverage everything that our population has to offer and could, in fact, affect readiness. So this is one reason that it's important. I think we'll also the possibility is there that we can create gaps in leadership. You know, if we don't have people serving today, those same people are the future leadership of tomorrow. Also, I think in some ways this talks to the relevance of the military. And if African Americans don't feel like they have a place in the military and they don't feel like it's relevant, we may, in fact, have a hard time recouping and getting that population to serve in the future.
Colonel, does the current administration bear any responsibility for the decline in these numbers?
I'm not sure. You know, that's not really my line of research, and so I can't really talk to the current administration at all.
I've noticed that even though the number of black enlistees is dramatically down, African Americans still make up a higher percentage, a larger percentage of the military than they do the U.S. population in general. Isn't this just a good evening out? I mean, shouldn't the military basically represent statistically the population of America? It shouldn't have one group of people that are overrepresented in overly in harm's way?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, we've debated this now for several decades. You know, at the dawn of the all-volunteer force in 1973, you know, we never suspected that we would have to rely so heavily on African Americans and, frankly, women for that matter to make up the our forces. However, you know, I think that people would expect that people serve in proportion to the population. And although African Americans are certainly overrepresented, that may not be true in the future. We know that by 2050, Latinos will make up 1 in 4 people in the United States. So we might, in fact, have to figure out who else we can lean on to support our armed forces.
You have a 15-year-old son. Would you let him enlist?
Yes, if that's what he wanted to do. You know, I would certainly explain the pros and the cons of joining the military, but ultimately it's his decision.
All right, Lieutenant Colonel Irving Smith, sociologist at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He served in the Gulf War and Afghanistan. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Take care.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we're going to go behind the scenes of all those food blogs and those review websites like Yelp and Chowhound to find out if restaurants are juicing the reviews a little bit.
I know that I get almost, whenever I sort of land in a new town, that's where I go to try to figure out where I'm going to eat. So if that information is not reliable,
I don't want to burst your bubble.
It explains why I went to the Chuck E. Cheese in Denver. It explains a lot about that trip. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.